Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchanti. Appreciate your folks stopping by. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure. We have a fantastic guest who's basically been ascending up this draft chart way back in 2017 when he was at West Florida and he had the Argonauts help them win a D2 national championship. Then he went to UConn. And then he went to Idaho and became the Vandal starter and Big Sky Conference quarterback. That's a very quick rise in such a short amount of time. And I almost forgot to forget, he's about 6'4", 6'5", 250. So he has that prototypical NFL frame that these scouts love. But with that said, it's none other than the standout Mike Beaudry. Mike, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's great. You know, it's a nice day out here in New Jersey. Just can't complain.
Now, we're actually down in the Senior Bowl, but I live up north. Are you guys about to get pelted with some nasty weather, or is that going to bypass you guys?
You know what? I'm not even sure. We just got hit with a bunch of snow last week, which is pretty cool. I mean, I'm from Florida. I was in Idaho for a little while, but I didn't see too much snow, but apparently there's more coming, but, you know, I'm not sure. I'm kind of excited, though, not going to lie.
Excellent. So there is really a lot to get to with you. I mean, your ascension is remarkable for you to be able just to keep taking each step and having success at each stop as you've built this collegiate career. How did you get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
You know what? I'm not too sure. I guess I didn't play too much in high school. I really didn't get to play quarterback until my senior year. I kind of bounced around positions. I played some tight end, you know, a little bit of like a running quarterback kind of thing, but was never really able to play the full quarterback position until my senior year of high school. So I really only had 1 year of film and not much experience. So I was just fortunate to get University of West Florida to offer me.
Yeah, and then you have such success there. When you get to Western Florida and you have that success, when do you know that – I know you're not – none of you guys that have made it to this point are lacking in confidence or self-belief, but when you get there, when do you know, like, man, like, I have what it takes. I can definitely play at a much larger program.
Yeah, I guess going to the national championship, you know, that year was a crazy year. There's a lot of growth by everybody on the team. And that was, I mean, my second year actually starting at quarterback. So I think I was able to see what I could really do against some really good competition. I mean, that Division II conference, the Gulf South Conference, is probably the best conference in Division II. So we were playing some really good guys. And I think that's when I realized that I could be pretty good. And, you know, I just had to keep working my butt off and keep on getting better.
And you have been doing that, and it's led you to this point. You're a couple months away from the 2022 NFL draft, Mike. It's pretty impressive. Then you get to UConn, and then I even love when you get to Idaho. You're battling when you get to Idaho. I mean, it's not given to you. Now you got competition. Can we just fast forward past UConn and just kind of get into the Vandal stage? And what was it like being in competition at such a high level and then winning and earning the job?
Yeah, it was great. I loved my time at University of Idaho. You know, I was fortunate to get that chance. I had some great coaches, Paul Petrino and Charlie Molnar. I mean, they've been around the game for a long time. They know football. They know how to teach it, how to coach quarterbacks. So I was really fortunate to be able to be there. And it was a competition. I mean, everywhere I've been in my college career has been a competition. And, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way. That has helped me grow so much. I mean, it taught me what it's like to, you know, we got to wake up every day and get after it and show up ready to compete, you know? And so that's a valuable lesson that you learn and for anything in life. And so I was really fortunate to get that there. And, you know, it's fun being a sixth-year senior and still competing for a job. I mean, you know, once you get past the college level, you're competing every single year. So I think it was just something to prepare me for my future.
Wonderfully said. Once again, Mike Brogy, the standout from Idaho here on the C2P. When I ask all the guys to come on the show, if we throw you in the film room, they're breaking down tape, these NFL scouts. You're sitting there in that room with them. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think I bring some great accuracy. I think I run the offense really well. I think that's evident in the film. You can watch. I mean, the ball is always moving forward. I think I eliminate a lot of negative plays that a lot of people probably would create into negative plays. I think I get us out of that. I bring a great knowledge to the game. I learned so much being at Idaho, so much about defenses, so much about how to check plays and change different things. And I think I have some athleticism that people don't give me credit for because of my size. You know, a lot of people look at 6'4 and 250 and, you know, they kind of think I'm just a big clunky guy, and I'm not. I think I have a lot of escapability. I don't get sacked very easily, so I think I can make some great plays and extend plays.
Yeah, and do you get comparisons? You have such a unique frame. A little bit of you reminds me of a Ben Roethlisberger because he was so big and durable. And then today, you know, modern age football, we think of Josh Allen because he's basically got the same measurables. But do you get a lot of comparisons or along that line?
Yeah, I guess a decent bit, yeah. I guess those are probably some of the top two. You know, Josh Allen is really athletic, so I love when I get that comparison. But, you know, that's the goal. I want to be like him. I want to be as athletic as him, and that's what I'm working for right now. So, you know, it's kind of nice to get those comparisons, though.
Fair enough. You know what? Since this is your show, I'll call you the 6'4", 250 Kyler Murray. I'm just – and, you know, just the way so people can give you some love and stop thinking, like you mentioned in the show, that, you know, just because you're a big dude, there's not some athleticism. And, Dan Marino used to hear that all the time, and you could just tell it really bugged him that he didn't get any credit for, you know, be considered a athletic quarterback. But his release was so quick, he didn't have to. You know, his release was before it was even snapped, and the ball was already downfield. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? I mean, what can't teams see on film that can help you get in their good graces? You could be a team leader, a film junkie, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe the offensive systems, even at these three programs, didn't allow you to really showcase your fullest, you know, arsenal of weaponry that you got. What do these teams need to know?
Yeah, I think I bring great leadership, you know, and that's something that I developed over the course of my career, because I've always been somebody that led by example, but you got to step out of the box sometimes and be a vocal leader. And I think that's something that I've grown into over the course of my career. And I think being a vocal leader isn't just the kind of like the rah-rah kind of guy that gets excited, but it's being able to connect with people off the field, be able to demonstrate leadership in the classroom. I mean, I graduated with a 4.0 GPA in my master's degree, and be able to be involved in the community and talk to people and stuff. And I think that's what true leadership is. So I think it goes beyond the football field. And a lot of the time people only get to see film, you know, you only get to see what happens on Saturdays. But I really take pride in being able to connect with people from different backgrounds, different areas, you know, whatever it is. Like, I've worked very hard at that in my career, and I really take pride in it. And, you know, I think that's something that I wish people could see.
Very well said, Mike. Very well said. Your favorite throw? I mean, you get that play called into – I mean, if you could run your own offense and call every play, what's that – what's your go-to pass? What's your favorite throw to make?
Oh, man. Really anything with some touch on it. I love to throw a deep ball. You know, I love deep corner routes. I love a go ball. Just anything that I can just let it rip, you know, and give my guy a chance to go out and get it.
You know, it's funny. All quarterbacks, I ask that question, and you guys all basically say the same path. Everybody loves getting rid of that deep ball and letting it rip. Yeah. How about this one? Weather-wise, I would feel that you're pretty adept, you know, playing up in Connecticut. Idaho gets their weather. Then you got the heat down in Florida. I mean, so teams looking at you, they know that you're not going to be an issue. Weather is not going to be an issue. Fair enough?
Yeah, definitely fair. I got my fair share of experience all around the country.
Yes, you have. Once again, Mike Beaudry, the standout Idaho quarterback here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2022 quarterback draft class. You're training at Test. What's it been like just getting your feet wet, and how long have you been up there getting prepared for this next shot?
Test is amazing. I love it. And actually, I was first here in the summer. I came here for 2 months. I spent my summer here. Never been here before. I trained with quarterback coach Tony Rastiopi, so I trained with him. But then I knew he was part of Test, so I came here in the summer, spent 2 months, and I just loved it. I mean, the people, the coaches, everybody's just gone above and beyond my expectations, and that really made my decision to come back here and train for the NFL. You know, I you always want to be around people that believe in you and that give you full attention and do things beyond what they're expected. You know, I mean, they go out of the way to do anything for you. And, you know, I don't have enough good things to say about them. I mean, they've done so much and I can just see improvement already. I've been here for, this is my second week, training right now. I got about five more to go. You know, I see improvement every single week. So it's great being here.
Now I've seen some of those photos Coach Kevin has shown me. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more each day after practice, checking out the definition and the tone change?
I definitely am. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm on a little bit of path. I'm trying to drop some body fat and put on some muscle, so it's kind of fun to come back. And, you know, every Sunday I take a picture in the mirror, and so I just kind of scroll through. And it's only week two right now, but, you know, once I get to week six, then I can be able to scroll back a couple weeks and see the change, so it's kind of cool.
It's definitely coming. And I saw Tony today at Senior Bowl practice. Obviously, Kenny Pickett is down here, and he also trains at Test. And Tony also mentioned you. We were talking about you as well. And he spoke highly of you as well as Kenny as we move through this draft process. Mike, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, go for it.
You know, you mentioned Coach Petrino earlier in the show. Does he have any pet peeves during practice that you know you better not do or you might catch some hell?
Yeah, I mean, he was big, you know, just throwing the ball hard. You know, sometimes he'd always want the ball thrown hard. You know, sometimes it'd be a little walkthrough or whatever it was, but he would always just throw the ball, you know, and so that kind of got ingrained in me. But it was funny because my first little time there, like, I'd always, you know, sometimes you just take a little bit off of it, but that got shut out real quick.
Excellent. And how about this one? Tomorrow when you wake up and you go to the facility to train at Test, you are going to be the trainer, and you're going to pick one of these coaches to work out and have them feel a little pain. What coach are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
I got to pick Gare, and I got to make him do the little treadmill that's like the self-propelled, because that thing is ridiculously hard, and he's always standing there, and he's got his little, you know, he's the one that keeps track of the whatever, the force that we put out or whatever it is. So, and it frustrates the heck out of me because I'm still trying to learn how to do it, so I want to see him do it.
That's great. You know, knowing him and just I can see the process. I wish I was there to see this happen. The final one, it might be hard to believe, sitting here on the 2nd of February, but the draft is really about the corner. The pro days, private workouts, they're going to be coming so quick on the horizon. That said, draft weekend, you're awaiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
It's my mom for sure. She cooks everything from scratch. She is awesome. And my favorite meal that she makes is shepherd's pie. And I don't know if that's a good draft day meal. I'm not really sure, but I'll take shepherd's pie any day of the week. And so I guess that would be the one I'd go with.
Hey, if that's your favorite meal and your name's coming off the board and you want to celebrate, Mike, it's your day, then if you want shepherd's pie, have two shepherd's pie. You can have shepherd's pie the day after that just to celebrate. And then you're going to be off rookie camp so that you probably won't get any more shepherd's pie then.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, fabulous career. You're such an interesting prospect. You got all the arrows pointed in the right direction, and we really appreciate you stopping by on such short notice. That said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It means a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Once again, that is Mike Beaudry, the standout Idaho quarterback here on the C2P. So much that, like, and I mentioned it right at the tip of the program, the ascension this kid's had from going from D2 Connecticut and then, you know, Idaho and just keep growing his game. And that's the process of this thing. You want to see these guys continue to grow. You know, some guys peak in college. They never get better. I think there's better football ahead for this young man. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.